Can I change subject if you don't mind? Where do the candidates stand on the school patronage? This has come in on Twitter, and the unequal admission policies in Catholic schools. We're going to go 30 seconds each on this one. Seamus Sheridan.
I work on the Parents Committee on Educate Together. It's one of my passions for the last 5 years. I fundamentally believe that the idea that religion should determine what school a child could go to in the Republic of Ireland in 2016, the 100th anniversary of our Republic, is absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, anybody else want to get into that? Tommy Roddy, quick.
I would disagree with Seamus slightly on that. I believe that if parents want to send their children to a Catholic school, they have that right. But I also believe on the other side of it, that there needs to be more Educate Together schools. It's not one size fits all. There needs to be a mixture as far as I'm concerned.
Anybody else want to get in on this? Tommy Roddy.
I would agree with Tommy Roddy said here, but I would also...
I'm getting worried about you agreeing with too many people tonight.
Yeah, take the Catholic Church completely out of it.
Out of schools.
Running the schools, absolutely.
John Connolly.
I don't know if I'd agree with that. I work in a Catholic school, Keith, and we're very welcoming to children of all faiths and none. And we make provision for them
That's
within
nonsense,
the school.
John.
We make provision
child,
for them within
if a
the
child
school,
was gay up till 6 months
Keith,
ago
we
in
make
a Catholic
provision
school,
for them in the school,
you could
where
not
I work.
Discuss
I can assure
that
you
school.
That. You and I would say most Catholic schools are the same.
But
I, Keith, but listen, just one second. Hang on, John.
John,
I defend the right of parents to send their pupil to any school that they like. And of the school of any patrons they like, and the state should supply schools.
Hang on
all
a second.
Patrons.
What did you say, Seamus?
Up in the Catholic school, according to the Board of Management, if you were dealing particularly with children from an underprivileged area, and you knew from the, as a teacher would know, that that child was gay, you could not address it with that child. You had to go through the Board of Committee and the parents. That is the rules in schools. It's a disgrace.
How do you know if a child is gay at six
because
years
you
old?
Look, if you work with children, you know that's a
that's rubbish.
Oh, don't be silly, Tommy.
That's rubbish to me.
I'm not telling you that children, like that. That children can't have gender issues.
That's 6 years old.
Silly.
You're talking rubbish.
No, I'm not talking.
You're talking rubbish. So the teacher calls for the parents to come in. We want to have a talk with you. Your child is gay.
No,
he's 6 years old.
Not at 6 years old, but coming into the fifth and sixth class. Are you trying to tell me that a child in fifth and sixth class in primary, does anybody, that's not true, Tommy. It's not something we should be arguing about. It's a very serious issue. It's an issue that caused death and suicide and bullying in this country for the last 30 years.
Tommy, do you...
And does anybody disagree
Tommy,
with me on
one
that
second,
at this table? I'd like
no,
to see or hear
John, them. No. Tommy Hoolan, you're absolutely cross.
I am livid.
Do you not think that a child's sexuality becomes known at 6, 7, 8 years of age?
No, not to say, I want to have a talk with you, your child is gay. Mm. Of course, there are tens of thousands of children that will turn out to be gay, lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And I campaigned extensively for
equality.
Equality.
Okay.
One second.
Tommy Roddy, and then I go to John Connolly, and then I'm closing on this.
I have a point to make here. As somebody who is gay myself, so I do have some understanding, and somebody who actually volunteers with the Shout organisation here in Galway that provides support services to teenagers, it is generally around the age of 12 that people come to that realisation that they are actually gay. That's the fact of the matter.
12 or 13
teachers,
coming into
Keith,
teenage,
second,
yes. But at 6 years
one
old?
Sec,
Tommy,
you said 6. You said 6.
Tommy.
Keith, this is my...
You said 6.
Keith.
You said 6.
Keith.
John Connolly.
Any teacher I know is a professional, and they will be sensitive to the needs of each child in front of them, irrespective of the patronage of the school they are working for.
Break the rules in school.
Can I just go on quickly? Yeah.
And I'm asking this in respect to John. Would you call in a parent to tell him that I think your child is gay at 6?
Certainly not. No, I wouldn't make any such judgment.
Okay. Can we just move on to some of the others that are coming in here in relation to the availability of drugs? Is really on the text line.
I want to open up with this.
Your love is dead. Master Breakfast.
I want to go back to find out when it died. I don't know the truth of why the of why the flame is gone. I want to go back to find what I did wrong. To find out
what I did. You fucking idiot. What a stupid man.
Unnamed person. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode
37
of the JL Show. This is your host, Killian, and
Lucian.
Well, for today, anyway, we're joined by Anna, Elise, Owen, Shane, and Lilu. And she's going to pour water on me. I'm going to punch her in the fucking mouth if she does. I'm not a misogynist, I'm just funny. Today, we're eating a chicken tikka sandwich. And it's very, very tasty. I'm looking at an Indian and a Pole walking side by side, followed by a girl with red hair and glasses. And, what's this?
Yes, the joke, you know?
Yeah, it's a novelty.
It's a novelty thing. Pass the time.
Michael and Richard.
Fuck that thing! John Jenny's an idiot!
It's an old phone. It's got great audio.
It really doesn't, though.
It has great audio quality.
Did you delete your mind?
No.
Really, listen, remember when we lost that entire Christmas episode?
Oh, yeah. We did like a sing-along to, we did like Fairy Tale of New York karaoke.
Now Madame Pettivalu comes along wearing her yellow undershirt and wine gums. What a faggot. What a fucking queer faggot motherfucker. No, I'm being homophobic for funny, for comic effect. Queer.
Homophobic for comic effect.
A faggot motherfucking queer bitch motherfucker.
That is very funny.
Very, very funny. Lucien Baudely is a cocksucking motherfucker.
John is so annoying.
Alright, I'm talking.
No!
We have the election counselor in.
Can I read them out? Because I want to feel like a
150. You're gonna understand this.
156.
156 seats to 6.
No. 156 of 158 seats are filled as of recording time. 39 counts completed. The only one not completed is Longford Westmeath. Those people are imbeciles. Right now, we got 49 seats. Okay, tell me who these parties are. Go through them.
Fine Gael. Labour. Fianna Fáil. Sinn Féin. Anti-Austerity Alliance. Renew.
No, what does the PVP stand for?
Post-mortem.
People Before Profit.
Social Democrats.
Yeah.
That's
Renew.
That's what?
That's Renew.
Oh, that's what I said.
Yeah, I know. Come on, look at the color.
Green Party.
Yeah. You're never gonna get this one.
Give me a hint.
IA.
Give me a hint.
No, I can't give you a hint to the name of the stupid party.
What is it?
Independence Alliance.
Something Democracy Ireland.
Direct Democracy Ireland aren't included in this because we are discriminating.
India and Othello.
Is there an other?
Other is Direct Democracy Ireland and the Workers' Party, the Socialist Party. No. So we got 49. As if there's no other news source you could get this information from.
I thought there's a periodic table.
65.2% turnout, 49%, 49 seats Fine Gael, 6 seats Labour, 44 seats Fianna Fáil, 23 seats Sinn Féin, 6 seats AA.
Burnham!
3 Social Democrats. Democrat. 3 Social Democrats, zero Renew, 2 Green Party, 6 Independent Alliance, 17 Independent, and 0 other. Percentage of first preference vote, 24% Fine Gael, 26.5% Independence, 24.3% Fianna Fáil, 5% Labour, 5.4% Social Democrats. Social Democrats got a bigger percentage of vote than Labour, which is amazing.
Aren't Social Democrats like the best guys?
They've existed for 6 months and they got they got a higher percentage of first preference votes than Labour, who have existed since the foundation of the state.
The Sock Dems.
Yeah.
Really?
Social Democrats got more percentage of votes than Labour.
Labour got more seats. Oh,
Labour got more seats, but the Social Democrats got more percentage of first preference votes.
Labour.
Exactly. These are the percentage changes between. Yeah, it's boring. This doesn't work in audio.
You didn't do these.
No. This is on rte.ie/news/election.
Okay, I didn't see that.
What does? No, this has like 8 or 9. At worst, the Star Wars special we did at, before Christmas had 86 downloads.
All from you.
And the Christmas Day one had like 40. My family, thankfully, do not listen to this crap. Now, what? There's like posters for it on my wall, so they're not stupid. Like, they just don't care. They think I'm an idiot. they say, we don't want to read your reviews, we don't want to listen to your podcast, it'll only make us hate you more. That is literally what they say to me regularly. It'll only make us despair. Anyway, in terms of locale.
What?
I am the working class.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Well, you judge the working class.
I judge the working class. Everyone judges the working class.
Everyone judges the working class. Including the working class. The working class judges the middle class.
Yeah. Fuck the middle class.
Locally.
Am I the only middle class here? Anna?
Yeah, I'd say so. She is. Shane is. Toby is.
Tell me the middle class.
You'd like to think he is.
He's lower middle class.
No, he's lower middle class. Shane's upper middle class. Shane's like,
yeah.
Shane's on your tier.
Yeah, salaries!
I'd say she's on your tier too.
Yeah, salaries!
Oh, fuck. I don't know what
I want to be rich.
Yeah, 20,000 a year! Oh.
There's no tax paid in my household.
Social welfare!
Yeah! Locally, we Galway West, South Mayo elected 5 TDs, none of whom were friend of the show, Niall O'Toole. Eamon O'Queeve, Fianna Fáil.
Oh no, there's a guy out there!
There's Stenzi. Noel Grealish, Social Democrat. That's not Stenzi.
Oh, he's there. I didn't see him. He's so small. Wait, what? Did I say Noel Grealish, Social Democrats? Noel Grealish, Independent, was elected. Sean Kine, Fine Gael. Catherine Connolly, Independent. Hildegard Nocton, Fine Gael. Congratulations to all those candidates. Commiserations to Trevor O'Carty. That's all I have to say about the election.
She's like a safe friend.
Big natural. In and out.
This one.
No.
I'll pause it. Filling time. Killian, be amusing. Be funny for the listeners.
Woo! Yeah, crazy! Get it!
No.
That was a bit sexual.
Owen and sexual in the same sentence. Please.
I need a feature in there for this show, actually.
I'm drinking milk. I'm drinking milk.
So, like, I love shoes and stuff.
Hold on.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, you weren't there.
No! You're not allowed to do that.
What?
No way.
Then me?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Why do you think you're taller than
me?
Stand up.
What shoes is Killian wearing?
Yeah, I'm wearing the flattest. I'm wearing basically no shoes.
Yeah.
Come on, stand up straight. Stand up straight, Anna. Stand up straight. And you're wearing those. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
No one believes my 5'11 is a slouch.
Yeah.
What? Just sit. Well, like, you're all sitting down, you fuck.
He actually is tall.
I'm not tall, I'm just average.
Yeah,
you're tall. Everyone's talking about you, you're 5'2".
Never said a word.
What are you saying?
Inside the actor's studio.
Have you ever watched Inside the Actor's Studio?
Yeah.
I watch it all the time.
It's good.
I hate it. I hate James fucking whatever his name is.
Improv.
What's his name? Yeah. What's his name? Fucking
James Avery.
No. The tea. Give me some tea, Brad. Give me some brands of tea. Lipton. James Lipton. It says, tell me, you get to heaven, what's the first thing you say to God when you begin?
That's a gay burner type question.
James Lipton is a terrible interviewer.
He asks the most patronizing questions. I hate Inside the Actor's Studio. It's so bad.
If that had hit your head, I would have apologized.
Looks like I've got a glass eye. Shane, as our movie expert, tell us the news about the Academy Awards. it's not the worst photo of me, it really
is. It's visually easy.
It's like represents every day at lunch.
Oh, that's good.
Is that good? Is it
nice? There are worse photos of me, though.
Image this.
What?
I want to record something.
No, you don't. You gave away your rights to hold this a long time ago. You became untrustworthy with the device. You want to do another solo episode? You record it on your own phone. I don't trust you not to delete it. I just don't. This is a... See, that photo of me isn't so bad. I'll show you a bad photo of me.
See, don't get so upset. It's only orange skins. She gets so upset. Even if I curse off.
What? I don't. I do this instead.
Listen, I haven't introduced Anna to the podcast yet.
She hasn't said anything yet.
Jesus, what are you?
You're not going to find me.
Ebola Czar.
That's pretty funny.
What's that bio?
That's really...
He is the Ebola.
Ebola Czar.
That was hilarious.
Not green enough.
Those are still stuff.
But I am a rapist.
I actually don't know what's on.
It's me.
Ew, Jesus, that's grim.
It's on my body.
I have a lovely slime.
You superfluous swines. Superfluous swines, rancor rots and rapes their minds.
What are you saying? Yeah, I thought you said Killian's a rugby player. I thought he said Killian's a rugby player.
I don't want to. I did clear out myself.
No, I asked. You all know, so I don't
know.
Oh, look how small this orange is.
Killian, are you happy to report it?
Like you.
Pipsqueak, you're a pipsqueak.
What? This? Yep. Yeah. Sure, no one listened to it. Oh, that's Alan the Astronaut. That's just Killian's fake account.
It's just Killian's what?
Who's Alan the Astronaut?
Alan the... Oh, it was... Are we allowed to tell?
Well, do we know who it is? No, like, actually, no, it's not. Like, say Fanta and Alan the Astronaut are the big mystery. Yeah, he's local, yeah.
Wait, who?
Alan the Astronaut. Oh, we don't know. We don't know if he's local or not. I say Fanta is like somebody in this room.
That was James Bond.
Oh, Alan the Astronaut is still around. He's a big...
That's James Bond.
No, it's not. James Bond is too stupid to set up a... No, he's not even doing that.
To set up a Facebook page.
Wait. Alan Astronaut,
say
Fanta.
No, Harry Potter, no one cares. Just like, but the other two...
You fucking fools thought I was Harry Potter.
I didn't. I didn't. Only them.
I do Daxflame. I do Daxflame and Spoderman.
Yeah.
And Spoderman was funny for 5 minutes.
See that. Go back. That last one's really funny. Thunderstrikes. Come on, that's funny.
Yeah, Callum.
Thunderstrikes in everything.
Yeah, exactly. So why are you using the advertising?
Yeah.
I did not meet him for you. I met him before I knew him. Callum
Hart,
it still is his name.
Wait, well, who was... Well, what are you saying about
Callum?
He
just said to
me, Callum's my best friend.
Hey!
Shane hasn't met Callum. Shane hasn't met anybody. Oh, no, you did. You met everyone.
Shane hasn't met anyone. He's a loser.
He has. He's met everyone else.
How small is it?
Did you email Mr. Callagher?
No.
What?
Yeah.
So you have nudes on this?
Please give me my phone back.
Do you have nudes?
No, of course not.
What do you have on it then?
I don't know, that's the thing. There's nothing bad, it's all just lame stuff.
Why are you standing like this?
Because she's looking through my stuff and I don't want...
Hey, come back!
I need to offer explanations for something.
I did?
No, that's Ryan. Ryan crashed our interview. Michael and I were interviewing Chris Townsend and Ryan. Right?
It's a beautiful sunny day today. Some clouds in the sky.
We're inside.
Yeah, but we're inside. But that doesn't matter because there's big windows.
Ashley covered it up.
Lucien gets an orange peel in his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dodges it. Lucien reaches into his bag, opens his water bottle, takes a sip, closes his water bottle, swallows half the water, swallows the other half the water, gently puts his water bottle in his bag, tries to close his bag.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
Half closes his bag. People are looking at phones.
That's what I scored.
It is actually.
I used to turn around.
Lucien tries to take a selfie.
The lighting is so nice on this camera.
Lucien compliments the lighting.
That camera makes everybody look amazing.
I'm commentating. People are trying to take selfies.
Oh, the lighting is terrible. Oh, it's so bad.
So good. This is like a lighting.
Interesting episode.
It's Quince over there. Put it down on the table.
We're just... What? It's a gun.
Just put it down on the table. So it's not as...
Dude, did you do something with your hair today?
No.
I did, I don't know.
Put concrete in it.
Put concrete in it.
Ha
a story.
Did I do something to my hair?
Oh, I got you.
It's always beautiful.
No, wait, I said put it to a story.
What
do you do?
I went for a swim this morning. Sorry about that.
No, I don't. No, he or I
don't.
Unless you're a hideous victim of our horrendous.
Mine is
stupid. Very
unconvincing.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
What do you want to do? It's a little sophisticated. It's really funny.
Save it. I can't believe I'm not one of Michael's best friends.
You're gonna take that to heart.
Why are there two Lucians on here?
Yeah!
One of them must be Fossil Park. So which one am I saying? I'll say it's more with the face, right? I'm guessing that's me.
I'm guessing
too. Oh! Cried out! You took a whole lot of letters for a handful of nothing.
What the fuck? Wait, I leave you with my phone for like 2 minutes and you have my snap code set to fucking leave it.
Let me see.
No offense.
I'm not 35.
Swap the name drone.
I like that one.
The name drone. Swap all Mike's name. Contact.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm going to change Francesca. It's okay. So I get all the news.
For fuck's sake. I'm going to just check them off.
Francesca, edit name.
Holy shit!
Holy shit!
Oh my god!
Holy shit! This is amazing!
very attractive person.
My fringe is rooting out.
That's great.
But that's kind of hot.
Yeah, it is.
And why is my face always the one with the terrible?
This filter makes my
Jesus, look at that. Look at Elise.
Or me, or whatever. Yeah.
Holy
funeral veil or something.
No, it's like cat ears. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So.
At least you're a hot guy.
Yeah. Oh, it's
I'd
horrible.
Fuck you if I was gay.
Yes, let's try and get this.
Oh, wait.
No, not doing Facebook.
Open your mouth, open your mouth.
It's frozen.
We will get infected.
Ew. Get right.
Like, that's so reassuring.
Wait, let me like move.
This is my fight.
Oh, look, this one's nice.
Okay, wait. No, it's not.
Turn around. No, turn around. Turn around.
What?
I've never seen this.
I'll do it with you. I'll do it with you.
Hear you out. Oh, my dreams are stars.
astray. And money is the root to the evil's ways. But have you ever been so hungry?